Welcome to Birmingham Citadel.
Welcome to Birmingham Citadel.
Hello, welcome to Birmingham Citadel. Kwazwai, snukamchirai ku Birmingham Citadel.
Welcome to Birmingham Citadel.
Welcome to Birmingham Citadel.
Hello, and welcome to Birmingham Citadel. No.
Welcome to Birmingham Citadel.
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 Welcome to
Birmingham Citadel.
Welcome to Jurassic Park. Sorry, Birmingham City.
Welcome to Birmingham Citadel. Welcome to Birmingham Faro. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Birmingham Citadel.
Palm Sunday is often seen as being this triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And there's this almost danger that we forget about the rest of the week. It's almost as though, as worship leaders, sometimes we feel, well, we can't sing that song because it mentions the cross. And we can't sing this because it's about the resurrection. We almost need to journey this week in order to get to that point. And yet the reality is we stand here on Palm Sunday knowing that next Sunday we'll be here celebrating that Jesus is alive. That's our reality. It's a very different reality to those who stood by the wayside and cheered Jesus as he entered Jerusalem, as we read from Matthew 21. It's a very different experience from them who shouted, Hosanna, and who recognized, here is Jesus, the prophet from Galilee. Because we know the end of the story. And it's good and it's right that we follow through those events, but let's not lose the reality that Jesus is alive today. So I make no need to apologize that I asked the band to play a piece about the power of the cross, because we need that as our focus this week as we look through this journey. Maybe as we read through the Gospels and read about Jesus in the temple throwing over the tables and cursing the fig tree, and we reread the parables of the talents and the wedding banquet and the virgins and the sheep and the goats and all of that teaching that comes during this period as recorded there for us. But we don't lose the power of the cross. Oh, to see my name written in the wounds, for through your suffering, I am free. Hallelujah. Through your suffering, I am free. Death is crushed to death. Life is mine to live, won through your selfless love. This, the power of the cross. Son of God, slain for us. What a love. What a cost. We stand forgiven at the cross. We know the complete story. We know that Jesus goes to the cross to take our sins, to break the power of death, to give us life. So what a great celebration today at the beginning of that week. How important it is. And yet how clearly so many got it wrong. How many who cheered on that day really understood what lay ahead. So many of us, perhaps here this morning, love the joy and the celebration and the wonder and the amazement of great occasions where we celebrate God. These mornings like today, the great time of worship, those mountaintop experiences, the great triumphant procession. And we would be there cheering Jesus. But where are we when things get dark and hard and tough and challenging? When there isn't a crowd, it's just me. How simple it was for Peter to be with Jesus. He gave everything up, his business, his home, his family, and he followed. And he followed to walk with Jesus into Jerusalem, but then found himself alone in a courtyard and said, I don't know who you're talking about. What sort of Christian am I? There in the great times, the good times, happy to be a follower of Jesus, a Christian to stand up for what I believe, to tell others what you believe and who you follow. Or are we those who fall away when it gets a bit hard and keep our voices quiet when we're on our own? There as part of the crowd on Sunday, cheering Jesus on, but hopefully not part of a different crowd on Friday who shouted, crucify him. You see, it's so easy to be influenced by the people around us and to change what we want to say. Why is it we find it so easy to talk to each other about the weather, about our football teams, rather than have a long conversation about Jesus? Why is it we greet each other in that way and review the proceedings of yesterday's match and how awful the referee was, but don't say, wow, I had a great experience of Jesus this week? Maybe tomorrow you might have a conversation with someone. How would it go? Will it be about the weather? Will it be about sport? Or will it be about the fact that you were in church yesterday and what a great day we had together because Jesus was here? The power of the cross is such that when we truly know it and experience it, we can cheer on Jesus every day, regardless of our circumstances, regardless of whether we're part of a crowd or on our own, regardless of the influences and pressures that come around us. Familiar words from Paul, Romans 8, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of Christ, from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And maybe we should add to that, you know, our school friends, our work colleagues, our social media, the influences, the celebrities, all of those things will not separate us from the love of God if we don't allow it to. But sadly, so often, it's us that allow ourselves to be separated from God because of the influences around us and the people around us. I love that Paul begins to write a list of all of those things. And then he gets to the point where he simply says, look, there is absolutely nothing that is going to separate you from the love of God. What great words of assurance and power. The crowd that lined the streets of Jerusalem recognized Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth. Did they know about his amazing teaching? his miracles, his ability to take time and be with the lost and the outcast and the sinners and the hated. Did they believe he comes as one to drive out the Romans and to overthrow the oppressive power and bring new freedom? What is it that they thought? At the Passover festival, did they see Jesus as the one who would set them free, just as God had spared them and led them out of Egypt? Did they cheer because now was the time and Jesus was the man? Or was he just another one of those prophets who came to Jerusalem, who people wanted to see and get close to? How many of the cheering crowd cheered him to be crucified? Were they bad for getting it wrong? For wanting a saviour who would free the nation? Was that wrong? When we look at Jesus, what is it that we want? Do we put our own thoughts there as well? Our saviour, we are forgiven, our friend, always with us. But our Lord? Our Lord, who we're willing to give the whole of our lives up for him and for his service? Do we make Jesus who we want him to be, what we need him to be for us today, rather than saying he is Lord and he is everything? The signs were there for the people. If you read the story, it's clear. They just chose not to see. He came on a donkey, not a war horse. They put down cloaks, not their armor. They had palm leaves and not swords. He talked about love and not violence. He taught them. He didn't give propaganda. He talked about peace and not violence. But they didn't see. When you look at Jesus, what do you see? King of kings, gentle saviour, closest friend, strong deliverer. And what's our response? Your majesty, I can but bow. I lay my all before you now. We shout our hosannas today as a start of the remembrance and celebration of the greatest week in history. We shout our praises now, and next week we shout because he is alive, alive forevermore. But tomorrow in your workplace, at school, at university, sitting in a coffee shop, on the bus, walking down the street, will you speak of Jesus, of being in church, of what he means to you, your friend, your Lord, your Saviour? Or will it be about the stuff that's gone on in the world over the weekend? And when this weekend is over and all the music has gone, and when we've returned to our various homes, what is left? Jesus, of course. Jesus. I wonder sometimes whether we get things wrong, whether we, just like the people in Jerusalem, thought Jesus would do something different. But the reality is Jesus does everything for us, everything that we need him to do. I think we find it so easy to do the stuff that brings us closer to Jesus. But actually, sometimes our focus is wrong. As you came in today, you should have received the palm cross. It's really simple, isn't it? The reality of the palm that was waved to celebrate Jesus, made into the simple cross. our Saviour. The celebration that became the image of what Jesus endured, the simplicity, everything is stripped away. Here is a plain and simple cross. When everything is taken away from us, there is the cross. There is Jesus. There is our Lord, who willingly gave up everything for us. Matt Redman, in his own experience, got to the point where he realized his worship was all about performance and excellence. And it was all about presentation. And it wasn't until he stripped it all away that he realized it should be about Jesus. So we come back, in his words, to the heart of worship. And it's all about Jesus. So this morning, as we listen to some music, I challenge you to think about Jesus and what he is for you. Saviour, friend, but is he the Lord of your life too? Maybe hold that cross and reflect upon it as we listen as the band brings this music to us. Lord Jesus, may you always be the very centre of who we are. May we always recognise you as our Lord and Saviour. May we enjoy this week as we journey to the cross, as we recognise again all that you have done for us. And may we rejoice as we celebrate that you are alive because you live in us. Father, help us to be bold, to speak out about you, to not be afraid to tell people that we love you, that we serve you, that there's something really good about you. Help us to be bold and tell people that you love them, you care about them, you want them to have life in all its fullness. Father, forgive us for the times when we put things in the way, when we think we're doing the right things, but our focus is not wholly or solely upon Jesus. Father, accept the offer that we have made this morning, that you are King of Kings and Majesty, that you are Lord of our lives, and we simply bow before you and give all that we have because we love you. We make our prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen.